This is Vatican Radio. Look through any tourist guide and you'll find the Basilica of San Clemente high up on the list of places to visit in Rome. Situated just a stone's throw away from the Colosseum, this archaeological treasure trove, which is famous the world over, is a three-tiered complex of buildings which features spectacular mosaics and frescoes. But this basilica is not just a place of art and history. It's also a living, breathing church where locals and pilgrims alike can come for the celebration of Holy Mass and avail of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. The Basilica of San Clemente has been under the care of the Irish Dominican Order since 1667, and over the centuries, the community has continued with excavation and restoration projects. The current rector of this ancient basilica is Father Thomas McCarthy, and in this, the first in a series of three programmes, he talks to me, Lydia O'Kane, about this very special place in the heart of Rome. When I was coming in, there were many, many, they looked like schoolchildren, students, coming in to view the Basilica of San Clemente. And it made me think about so many generations have come to this church. It's almost like a rite of passage to come and see the Basilica of San Clemente, isn't it? It's a very special church.
It is. It has its absolutely unique history. And the curious thing as well is that this influx of tourists and pilgrims really only dates from the mid-19th century, because up to then, all memory of the lower basilica and what lies beneath it had been lost, effectively, until a prior, a predecessor of mine in the mid-19th century, Father Joseph Mullooly from Longford in Ireland, reckoned, "We're not standing in a 4th century basilica. I will start digging and I bet I'll find it." And he did. Luckily enough, he found a fresco very early on in the digging, so his hunch was confirmed. And in the decades after 1857, the entire lower basilica was unearthed, and we discovered a lot of frescoes still on the wall had been kept in better condition than they would have been had they been open to light and heat over the centuries. And his successors also dug further down, and you now have what looks like it was the mint for coins, and a private house, part of which became a Mithras temple in the 2nd or 3rd century. So there's a wealth of stuff down there, but it's only since the mid-19th century that this has been widely known.
I wanted to ask you, on a personal level, your reaction when they said to you, "We want you to become prior and rector of the Basilica of San Clemente," because as we were talking, it's a wonderful church, it's a very historical church. So what were your thoughts when they asked you?
Well, my initial thought was, at least I have Italian. I can manage it. And I had lived in San Clemente as a student when I studied early Christian theology in the late 1970s and early 1980s at the Augustinianum. So I knew the place, and I had been back time and time again to Rome for different things. I was aware that I was no longer a young man, and I hadn't been a prior in any community of the Irish Dominicans in Ireland. So this was a new experience now, if I were to accept it. I suppose I loved San Clemente too much to say no. So that's what got me saying yes to the post. It's just for 3 years, so it's not the end of the world.
You mentioned Irish Dominicans. Of course, you were the caretakers, as it were, of this basilica. Just a quick, short history lesson of how Irish Dominicans got to be here.
Well, you know that when the Reformation developed into a very violent conflict and 17th century repression of Catholics in Britain and in Ireland led to just mass migration of Catholics. And it was illegal then in Britain and in Ireland to teach Catholic theology, illegal, because Anglicanism was now a state religion. So in that 17th century, Irish and English colleges opened in Rome. San Clemente had been in the care of a group of Ambrosian monks who shortly before that had been disbanded. And San Clemente was given to the Dominican Order. And 10 years after that, in 1677, the Dominican Order, realizing the difficulty of the Irish Dominicans, gave the Basilica and the house to the Irish Dominicans. So we're here ever since the 70s of the 17th century. And we've continued all the way down the line, sending young Dominican priests or sometimes students to do further studies in Rome with a view to teaching theology to our own students for the priesthood at home, and also getting involved in the world of archaeology and art restoration and appreciation. So there's a great educational bonus for us as Irish Dominicans in having a place like this where you can send your men, perhaps even for a year or two, and it just opens a new world for them.
The Irish Dominicans are one of a number of Irish orders based here in Rome and who have care of a number of churches here in Rome, St. Isidore's, St. Patrick's, you have the Franciscans, the Augustinians. When you look to maybe the future in general and you look at orders and vocations and how you keep orders in Rome when there is a lack of vocations, is that a concern for you?
It has to be, Lydia, very much so. At the moment, thank God, the Irish Dominicans are getting vocations even more than we would have got, let's say, 10 or 15 years ago. So there's been a renaissance of vocations in the Irish Church, at least into the Dominican Order. For instance, last summer, 2016, 8 Irish men were ordained priests in the one ceremony in Dublin. Last year, 4 joined the novitiate in Cork and have continued. They've made their first profession. They've begun their studies now. And this year's group of novices amounts to 5. So there is that kind of optimism at the moment. It's, of course, a guarded optimism because, you know, quite a number of brethren either die or are incapacitated health-wise each year. So we would still need vocations in order to continue to serve the church in the many places in Ireland, 14 at the moment, where we have priories and San Clemente as well. So yes, there would be pressure on a place like San Clemente if the numbers were to be very seriously diminished.
I'd be delighted to go down into the bowels to see this wonderful basilica. So lead the way.
In the next edition, Father Thomas McCarthy takes Lydia O'Kane on a tour of the 12th century level of San Clemente, exploring the magnificent mosaics and frescoes it contains.